Greetings, everyone.
希望星期五晚上见到你们。
I hope that I can see everyone on this next Friday.
也请大家为到这个布道会祷告。
And also please pray for this evangelical meeting.
我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray first.
我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他一切的恩惠。
Oh, my heart, you should praise the Lord and do not forget all His goodness.
主，我为到 MM 去世16年的周年，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for the 16th anniversary for the MMCC.
因为你的眼，你的心一直与这个教会同在。
Because your eye, your heart are always upon this church.
求主今天继续的与这个教会同在。
Lord, we ask you today, especially be with this church.
愿你的话语去感动我们每一个人。
May your words touch everyone's heart.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to our prayer. We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
Sex and Money, 性跟金钱。
I read this book. It's written by Paul Tripp, and the book title is called Sex and Money.
那么呢，他在这本书的开始之前呢，讲了一个故事。
And in the beginning of this book, he told us a story.
就是呢，有一个父母来找 Paul， 希望他能够帮他的儿子。
There's a parent who came to Paul, asked him to help with his son.
因为呢，他的儿子呢，终日沉迷了在色情的网站上面。
Because his son spent all his days on the pornography site.
那么 ，Paul 就在就问这个父母一个问题。
Then Paul asked the parents a question.
你的儿子今年几大呢？几岁呢？
How old is your son?
他们说八岁。
And they told him, he's only 8 years old.
这个虽然有很多，过去是一个很有经验的一个圣经的辅导家。
Paul Tripp, even though he is a very experienced Christian counselor,
但是呢，他听到这个答案呢，他也吓一跳。
But when he heard this answer, he was very shocked.
难怪呢，他在书上面呢，形容我们现在的社会是一个发疯的一个社会。
That's why he, in his book, he described our world now is like crazy.
其实呢，我们现在这个社会啊，从我们总统开始到我们平民百姓，都受了色情的这个影响。
In fact, nowadays the society, from the highest, from the president to the general people, that all was affected by this pornography thing.
其中一个最大的影响就是影响我们的婚姻。
And the worst affection of this is they affected our marriage.
美国自从60年代性解放 sex liberation 开始以后呢，我们这个国家的离婚率就一直增加。
Since the year 1960, after the sex liberation, the country of American is full of divorce.
现在我们的离婚率已经超过50%。
Now the rate of the divorce is over 50%.
我们今天读的经文呢，不可奸淫呢，是十诫里面的第七诫。
Today we just read a scripture that you shall not commit adultery. That's from the Ten Commandments.
这句话表明呢，神是非常关心我们的婚姻。
In this command, God cares about our marriage very much.
他甚至呢用一个立法的方法去保障这个 婚姻。
He even set up a law to protect marriage.
因为婚姻在圣经来说呢，是神圣的。
Because from the biblical view that marriage is a very holy and sanctified.
虽然我们今天呢，就一同来思考了，我们怎么遵守不可奸淫。
And today we want to study together how could we obey God's commands, not commit adultery.
第一样事情呢，我们要了解的，我们现在是活在一个淫乱的世界里面。
The first thing we need to understand, realize that we are living in a wicked and adulterous world.
耶稣在马太福音十六章的第四节。称呼这个世代是一个邪恶淫乱的世代。
In Matthew chapter 16 verse 4, Jesus called this generation a wicked and adulterous generation.
其实当我们现在看这个世界的时候，其实是很吻合耶稣的形容的。
Now if we truly look at this world, it's very according to what Jesus describes here.
你知道美国的色情工业一年的总收入有多少？
Do you know how much is the revenue for Americans pornography industry?
有130亿美元。
There's over 13 billion.
你要知道啊，我们三个公营的电视台就是CBS, ABC, NBC 加起来都没有这么多的收入。
You know that even the public TV station like ABC, CBS and NBC, they all add together, they don't make much revenue.
有人统计呢，单单就是这些色情的网站的生意，一年就有30亿美元。
Somebody did a statistic that only this pornography revenue that over $3 billion.
每一年在电脑上面的 search 这些搜索就有16亿次这么多。有关事情的这些手说。
Every year there's the search engine counted there's over 1 billion and 600 and 9 million searches over the internet.
在这些我们叫 smartphone 智能手机里面呢，五分之一的手说是有关事情的事情。
The statistics show that one-fifth of the search on the iPhone or smartphone that's related to the pornography search.
还有呢，就是这些pay-per-view 这些电视台，40%的内容呢其实是色情的。
And also the there's the pay-per-view. TV station has over 70% is related to the pornography.
你不要以为呢，这些事情只发生在教会以外，其实在基督徒里面也是同样影响。
Don't think all these things that happen in the world outside the church, actually in church that happens too.
统计过大概有50个percent 的男的基督徒。20% 的女的基督徒，他们说他们是沉迷在这些色情的网站上面的。
Statistics shows that 50% of the Christian men and 20% of the Christian women, they admit they are so addicted to the pornography.
难怪呢，美国的司法部呢，他讲到一句话，就是呢。在历史上面呢，从来没有像今天一样，就是小孩子可以这么容易接触到这些不雅的，还有色情的这些 不比。
That's why the government said that in the American history that never happened before. Now the children it's so easy they can get access to those not appropriate websites.
90% 男孩子，当他还没到18岁呢，他已经可能接触过就是看过这些色情的东西。还有呢，就是女孩子呢就比较好一点，就是60% 的女孩子18岁之前，他们也看过这些色情的东西。
And 90% of the boys before they reach to the age of 18, they already saw the pornography site, or the 60% of the girls that before they reach 18 years old, they already see this site.
所以我们的确就是生活在一个色情的文化当中。
So nowadays we really lived in this adulterous world.
如果你去问你的儿女的时候，你就会明白他们面对的冲击。
If you talk to your children, then you will find out what kind of impact they have in their life.
我们教会年轻人中学毕业了，到外面念大学。
In our church, the children that when they graduate from the high school, they go to college.
那么他们暑假的时候回来，我问其中一个女生，她面对最大的挑战是什么？
And when they come back for the summer, I asked one of the girls that what is the biggest challenge when they in the college.
想都不用想。他的回答就是 sex, 性。
Without even thinking, her answer is sex.
你知道什么叫 sexing?
Do you know what is sexing?
那如果你不知道，你问你们的儿女啊。
If you don't know, ask your children.
就是呢，用手机通过发短信、短信，但是呢，里面的内容呢是有关这些色情的内容。
This new word is when you use your phone to send a message related to sex, it's called sexting.
最令我担心的其实是现在这个色情的文化成为我们一个新的常态，就是一个 new norm.
The most thing that I worried is this kind of a situation is to most of the people seems it's norm.
所以在他们来说就是很平常的，他们觉得这些事情。
They think that this is just normal.
从前我们提到这些色情的事情的时候呢，我们会用一个很鄙视的一个眼光去看这些事情。
In the old days when we talk about or heard about this, we will ignore or look down on this kind of thing.
我们觉得这些事情是不能见光的。
We think this is something that should be hidden and it has its dark side.
现在不一样了，你听人家讲话的时候，你就知道我们这个文化已经改变了。
Now it's much different because when you heard people's conversation, you know that the culture is changing.
从前我们说 prostitution 就是卖淫的，是不是？
In the old days, we call prostitution prostitution.
Okay, 现在不叫 prostitution 了。
Now it's not called prostitution anymore.
现在叫援交，就是 compensated dating.
Now it is called compensating dating.
从前，只是把人家婚姻拆散的人呢，我们叫他狐狸精，这个我不叫他怎么翻译了
啊。In the old days, we call those women that destroyed other people's marriage, we call them seductive women.
现在我们叫什么？我都是我们的弟兄姐妹叫我不知道。
Now we call them a mistress.
这是 number three 这中文的意思就是 number three. OK, 这小三。 所以你在那，所以在我们不觉得这些事情不好了。
Now we don't think those this kind of thing is that bad.
所以呢，今年呢，其实英国他们的首相，David Cameron， 他说，如果这些互联网的公司，好像 Google 啊、Yahoo 啊、Facebook 啊，他们不管，就是不限制他们的用户的所说的时候呢，他们英国就会立法禁止他们再给他们简直容易找到色情的事情了。
This year, the Prime Minister of the Great Britain that they said if the website of this pornography site they do not put any restrictions anymore, then the Great Britain will set up a law to prevent people from getting to the site unwillingly.
但是你叫英国人就说，啊，这个是反对我们的自由的。But
you know, of course, the English will say this is against our freedom.
为什么现在的社会会接受这个色情的文化呢？
Why this world now accept all this adulterous thing?
主要因为他们有两个了解。
Because they have two thinking.
第一，他们觉得 色情的东西只要没有伤害别人呢，就是没有问题的。
First, they think if the pornography is not hurting anybody else, it's nobody's problem.
还有呢，他们第二个理由呢，就是如果是双方同意的，那么就是他们的事，那么这个社会也管不了了。
And another fact they think is that if it's agreed with both parties, it's then the government shouldn't interfere with that.
但是呢，我们要了解色情在圣经里面，在神的眼里面是一个罪。
But we should understand that pornography is sin in God's eye.
因为这个是违反神原本的设计。
Because this is against God's originally designed for marriage.
那我希望澄清一个事情。
I want to clarify one thing.
色情是罪。
Pornography is sin.
但是性是神所赐给人的一个祝福。
But sex is a blessing from God.
因为性这个事情，神在他最开始创造这个世界的时候，已经在里面了。
Because when God first created the world, that sex is already in part of it.
所以呢，神在创世纪的二章二十四节里面呢，他讲到了二人成为一体。
That's why in Genesis chapter 2, that God said that the two should come and unite into one flesh.
这句话不单只讲到他们心灵上面是一，就是合一。 也是讲到他身体上面的合一。
This scripture not only talk about their spiritually oneness, also talk about their physically oneness too.
旧约圣经里面呢，也肯定呢人对性这基本的需要。
And in the Old Testament also teaches us that human has the desire that for sex.
出埃及记二十一章的第十节里面呢，他说，讲到一个丈夫，如果他另外娶一个太太，那么他本来这个太太在他自食衣服，并好合的事，人不可减少。
And in Exodus chapter 21, it's the verse 10 says, if the man marries another woman, he must not deprive the first one of her food, clothing, and the marital rights.
保罗在新约圣经里面也是同样提出呢，这个夫妻同房的这个是他们的权利。
And Paul also mentioned that in the New Testament that husband and the wife they live together, that's their right.
所以呢，性是神给人的一个礼物。
So that sex is a gift from God.
所以呢，在我们年轻人他成长的时候，你身体会好像一个水便一样。
So that during our youth year, that our body will be transformed.
你不需要因为你有这个性的一个desire, 就是一个渴望。感到一种内疚。
Don't be don't feel guilty if you have during those years that you have this desire of sex that it's not wrong.
因为性是神的设计。
Because sex is God's design.
我们只需要在神的范围里面使用这个权利的时候，你就得到神的祝福。
All we need to do is use it within God's design.
那么他神设计这个范围就是你的婚姻这个关系里面。
And this design is God let us use sex in our marriage.
在婚姻以外使用这个性的时候都是犯罪。
Outside the marriage, all the sex are sinning.
所以呢，只要我们在神的安排底下使用你的这个 desire 的时候，其实是没有问题的。
Unless we use sex within God's design, the circumstances within God's design, then there's no problem.
所以，圣经告诉我们呢，如果你还没结婚就发生性的关系的，圣经就用一个字。Fornication 就是淫乱去形容。
In the Bible describes if a person that has sex before they get married, they call it fornication.
如果你婚姻已经结婚了，你却在你婚姻以外找一个人去发生性的关系呢？圣经是用奸淫这个字 adultery 去形容。
If you are already married, but you have sex outside with another person outside your marriage, then it's called adultery.
两样事情都是违反神的设计。
The two things are all against God's originally design.
但是有人就会嫌弃神。
But some people might think this way.
他觉得色情的东西没有伤害别人呢？为什么这个是罪呢？
They will ask if the pornography is not hurting anybody else, why this is a sin?
其实呢，色情的这个事情不单只伤害你，也伤害你的配偶，也伤害神。
In fact, the pornography not only hurt yourself, also hurt your spouse and your family.
当一个人观看这些色情的杂志，或者是这些网站的时候，这些色情的东西就会让他产生一个不满足的一个需求。
When a person read the pornography magazine or surfing on the pornography website, this will cause them have an unsatisfied desire.
那么这个不能满足的这个欲望就会慢慢就变成一个行动。
And this desire will lead to an action.
但是有人问，如果我犯奸淫呢，是两个人同意的，为什么这个还是一个罪呢？
If some people might say, if I commit adultery, we agree with commit this sin, why it's still a sin?
因为你前期做的时候，其实你就得罪了你未来的配偶。
Because when you have sex outside the marriage, you are sin against your future husband or wife.
因为性这个关系应该是只在一个夫妻的关系才发生。
Because this sex relation should be happen only within your marriage.
色情的东西会也 会让一个已经结婚的人呢造成一个伤害。
And the pornography also will cause hurt to people.
因为你看这些东西的时候呢，你内心会建立一个，我们说这是一个不切实际的一个标准。
Because when you watch this, you in your heart you will have this not realistic thinking.
你就会常常呢用你的配偶跟这些色情的东西去做一个比较。
You will often compare your spouse with those people that on the pornography site.
最后这些事情就会破坏你的婚姻。
And these things will eventually damage your marriage.
最后神提醒我们，当我们犯奸淫的时候，其实你是得罪神。
And also God reminded us when you commit adultery, we are sinning against God.
保罗在哥林多前书六章十八节里面说，行淫的就是得罪自己的身子。
And Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 18 says, when a person commits adultery, he's sinning against his own body.
但是他同样提醒我们信徒的身体呢，就是圣灵的殿。
And he also reminded us, a Christian's body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，犯奸淫、犯淫乱的时候，你是直接的得罪神。
So that when you commit adultery, you are sinning against God.
所以我们讲到，我们是生活在一个色情的社会。
So we are actually now living in this adulterous world.
我们也知道在神的眼里面，奸淫是一个罪。
And we also now know that adultery is a sin against God.
那么我们现在要思考一个问题，就是我们怎么遵守不可奸淫这个问题。
Now we should think about a question that How could we obey God's command not commit adultery?
在马太福音的五章二十七节里面呢，主耶稣去解释不可奸淫这句话。
In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus explained what does it mean do not commit adultery.
主耶稣说，你们听见有话说不可奸淫，只是我告诉你，凡看见妇女动淫念的，这人心里已经与他犯了奸淫了。
Jesus said here, you have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
主耶稣在这边解释给我们听，犯奸淫呢，不单是讲到奸淫这个行动。
And Jesus is teaching us here that commit adultery is not just narrowed related to the action itself.
还有你的思想。
And also your thinking.
所以呢，当主耶稣讲到不可奸淫的时候，他也同样告诉我们，我们人不可动这个淫念。
And that's why when Jesus teaches us do not commit adultery, he also says we shouldn't even have those thoughts in our mind.
那么我们人怎么可以做到成这个标准？
How could our people that can do according to God's law?
我告诉你，其实人是做不到。
I tell you, actually, we human, we're not able to do it.
这个就是我为什么我年轻的时候我信耶稣的原因。
That is why when I was young, I believed Jesus Christ.
当时呢，我13岁。
I was 13 years old.
我哥哥带我去教会。
My brother took me to the church.
那么呢，他还告诉我每天你看圣经一天看一天。
And he also told me you should read the Bible every day, and every day you read one chapter.
那么我问他从哪里开始，他说从福音书开始好了。
And I asked him where should I start, and he said you should start from the book of Gospels.
那么有一天
And one day I read Matthew chapter 5.
在第五章里面讲到两个诫命。
And in chapter 5, Jesus taught about two commandments.
一个是不可杀人。
One is you shall not kill.
一个是不可奸淫。
And another one is you should not commit adultery.
我明白罪人的意义，就是因为我看了主耶稣的解释。
And I understand what it means to be a sinner. That's how I understand when I read Jesus' teaching.
当主耶稣解释两个诫命的时候，他都讲到，这个不单只讲到我们的行为，也讲到我们的思想。
When Jesus was teaching about these two commandments, he's not only talking about the actions, he's also talking about our thinking.
不可杀人包括不可恨人。
And do not kill includes you shall not hate people.
不可奸淫包括你不可动淫念。
You shall not commit adultery includes that you shall not even have adulterous thoughts.
当时我曾经努力去遵守主耶稣解释吩咐。
And at that time, I was working very hard trying to obey this command.
过了三个月以后，我的结论就是，我没有办法控制我自己。
And after three months, I realized that I have no way to control myself.
原来我是一个罪人的意思是减脂。
That's when I understand what does it mean you're a sinner.
就是我不单只不能自己救自己。
And not only I cannot save myself.
我也不能停止犯罪。
Also I cannot stop sinning.
但是如果神的诫命是人不能遵守的，那么我们怎么办？
If we cannot obey God's command, what can we do?
圣经说呢，人是不能的，在神却是能，凡事都能。
The Bible says, to man it's not possible, but to God it is possible.
所以我们怎么可以遵守不可奸淫这个事情？
So how can we obey the law that do not commit adultery?
每一个人都是从信耶稣开始。
Everyone is started from believing Jesus.
当主耶稣赦免你的罪的时候，
When Jesus forgive your sin,
同时他也赐你一个新的生命。
And at the same time, he gave you a new life.
这一个生命呢，圣经说是一个不犯罪的一个生命。
And in the Bible, it says that this new life is a life that is.Do not sin.
所以呢，当你信耶稣的时候，你就有这个可能性达到神的标准。
So when you believe Jesus Christ, then you have this capability that obey this command.
所以呢，如果你下一步就是呢，靠圣灵去行事的时候呢，你就可以胜过罪。
And the next step, if you obey the leading of the Holy Spirit, then you can follow God's command.
这个就是我们刚刚念《加拉太书》五章十九节里面所讲。
This is described in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, we just read.
他讲到了情欲的事是显然而见的，易见，显然易见的。显而易见的，就如奸淫、误会、邪荡等等。
And here it says the acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery.
还有呢，他后来他又讲到了，但是圣灵的果子是什么呢？就是仁爱、喜乐、和平等等。
But later on, the book also describes what is the fruit of the Holy Spirit: it's love, joy, and peace, etc.
所以保罗在这里是做一个比较。
So Paul here used a comparison.
如果你是给你的情欲所控制的，那么你做出来的行为
If you are controlled by your flesh and the things that you are doing is including adultery, all this, the sinful things.
但是如果你是被圣灵所控制的时候，你就会活出好像仁爱啊、喜乐啊、和平啊、忍耐啊这些事情。
But if your life is controlled by the Holy Spirit, then you will live out the fruit of the Spirit, like love, joy, and peace, etc.
所以呢，在加拉太书五章二十四、二十五节里面呢，保罗就做一个结论。
So that in the Galatians chapter 5 verse 25, Paul gives a conclusion here.
他说凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
Here Paul says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
所以呢，保罗的第一步就是告诉我们，你要信耶稣，你要属于耶稣的，那么你就可以把你的这些邪情私欲钉在十字架上。
So Paul here is telling us that if you the first step is you believe in Jesus Christ, so that you can crucify your flesh with its passion and desires.
25节呢，这是第二步。
And the second step is described in verse 25.
他说我们若靠圣灵得胜，就当靠圣灵行事。
Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
什么叫靠圣灵行事呢？
What does it mean we live keep in step with the Spirit?
其实很简单，就是当神提醒你什么的时候，你就去做什么事。
Actually, it's quite simple. When the Holy Spirit reminds you the things that you should do, those things.
很多年前我还没结婚的时候。
Many years ago, before I get married.
那么我太太 Audrey 还在名单念大学。
My wife Audrey is still studying in the University of Minnesota.
有一次我开车到她的宿舍里面去载她。
One time I drove to her dormitory to meet her.
那么等她下来的时候呢，我就坐在这个lobby 的地方去等她。
When she came down, that I was sitting in the lobby waiting for her.
那么我就发现呢，在 lobby 的桌子上面呢，有一个 Playboy 的折子。
And I saw that there's a Playboy magazine on the table in the lobby.
在当时呢，有一个很大的引诱在我面前。
And at that time, there's a big temptation for me.
我很希望去拿来看看。
And I want to take a look.
但是圣灵提醒我。
But the Holy Spirit reminded me.
这个就是哥林多前书六章十八节里面讲到，你们要逃避淫行。
And this is described that in the First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 8 that you should escape from the sexual immorality.
所以呢，其实很简单的，神就提醒我的，我第一个反应就是跑掉，不要坐在这个，就是不要坐在这个 magazine 前面。你找个另外一个位置站着好了。
So it's very simple that God is reminding me, do not sit next to that magazine. You should run away from it.
所以呢，这个就是靠圣灵去行事的意思。
So this is that you walk according to Holy Spirit.
这是神提醒你的时候，你就马上去做这些事情。
And when the Holy Spirit reminds you, you should obey right away. Nowadays, we are truly live in the adulterous world. We are constantly facing all those the temptations.
只有从神而生的神的儿女才有这个能力去遵守
And only those that who are born from God, they have this ability to obey, do not commit adultery command.
And
only when the Holy Spirit reminded us we obey right away, that we can obey this command. If now you are already controlled by all these pornography things,
第一样事情, 你要承认你的罪,
the first thing is that you should confess your sin.
第二样事情,
and the second thing that you need to ask brothers and sisters to help you. You need to tell your weakness to the church. Tell your weakness to the church leaders that who can help you. They will help you to obey God's command. Let us pray together. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Because when you design the marriage is a sanctity marriage. We ask you to keep everyone's marriage. Because we know by ourselves we don't have that strength.
但是我们感谢神，当我们听圣灵的 吩咐的时候，我们就可以胜过这个罪。
But we thank our God that when we obey the Holy Spirit's guidance, that we can overcome this thing. Please listen to our prayer. We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.